Nutmeg Junction presents Barnaby Druthers. Barnaby Druthers, London's second favorite private detective, investigates mysteries with his intellectual partner, Irene Adler. In the classic Victorian-era tales, Barnaby picks up where the most famous London detective left off. In the modern Druthers stories, Barnaby explores mysteries in modern-day America. Right here on Barnaby Druthers.
This is a modern Druthers story taking place in the present day with Barnaby and Irene in America. This story features Tacoma, Washington.
This is a work of fiction. Any similarity between any names or situations in this story is completely coincidental. Some time ago.
You know, HC says we're going to be Hollywood by the sea.
Tacoma, Washington?
City of destiny, my friend. Everything that's needed is right here. And we'll be working with directors like W.S. Van Dyke.
Van Dyke comes in under budget.
That's our one take, Woody. But we need investors. That's where you come in. We need Calvin Sinnoh with us.
It might be a good investment now. But what if things change? I mean, have you heard about the Jolson picture?
Forget about Jolson. Who cares about Jolson? Weaver Studio is working with John Bauer again. Yes, Bauer's coming back, and this time we have Anne Cornwall, too.
But what if they do find a way to make a talking picture?
Talking pictures is just talk. The H.C. Weaver Studio is about making pictures, not talk. Heart of the Yukon is the picture America will be talking about. We're going to make so many pictures up here, you'll want to move up here.
Tacoma, Washington?
Hollywood by the sea. City of destiny.
Barnaby Druthers, Hollywood by the Sea, Part 1 of 3. Written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk. Starring Devin Richtmeyer and Humphrey Ralston. With Kurt Boucher, Olivia Wadsworth, Rich Sear, Melissa Gabehart, Jason Kulas, A.J. Lynn, Jeff Savage, Matt Griffiths, Beth Steinberg, Eli Tucker, and introducing Colin Studley as Brian Porter. Directed by A.J. Lynn, music by Bob Eccleston. And now, Barnaby Druthers, Hollywood by the Sea, Part 1 of 3.
Present day.
Thank you for coming to Tacoma, Mr. Druthers. Miss Adler, I'm Sidon Sinnoh. We've been communicating via email for so long, I feel I know you. Of course, I follow the blog like everyone else, so maybe everyone feels they know you.
As it should be, I'm sure.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Sidon.
How are you enjoying your visit to Tacoma?
With great satisfaction. I've been meaning to visit the Museum of Glass for some time now. It was edifying to find it was half full.
Have you ever visited an animation studio before, Miss Adler?
Not intentionally.
Well, you'll love it. Sinnoh Animation is going to be one of the giants in the industry. As you know, we create the beloved Dr. Banana series. Number one rated show on the Kids Will Have Fun streaming service, you know. Here we are at the animation stations. Paul. Paul, is Kelly here?
She had an appointment, but she'll be back. For now, it's just me.
It's just Paul.
Yep, that's my name around here. Just Paul.
We can come back later. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Sidon.
It's nice to meet you, Paul.
You know what's more fun? The actors are putting down the vocal tracks in the audio studio now. We can peek in on the way to the office. Do you enjoy Dr. Banana, Mr. Druthers?
I'm certainly a fan of potassium.
It's really popular with the kids. Number one rated show on the Kids Will Have Fun streaming service. Here's the studio, and you're in for a real treat. Heath Brompton III is here. Yes, that's right. The Heath Brompton III.
All right, Heath, whenever you're ready, we'll begin recording the voiceover for scene one of When Love Splits.
Please, Jean, please call me Dr. Banana when I'm in character. Thank you.
He's a method cartoon voice actor?
Are you ready, Dr. Banana? Take one of Dr. Banana in the Slippery Slope. And action.
It's great for a banana like me to be here at the gym. I find morning exercises very appealing.
Dr. Banana, the bad apples have taken over the gym.
Don't be so sour, sour grapes. They're probably just working on their core.
But Dr. Banana, the apples are juicing.
Jean?
What's wrong, Dr. Banana?
I'm not happy with these lines. Why does sour grapes have the juicing pun? I feel that's a Dr. Banana line.
What, so you can have all the funny lines? Give me a break.
I have a fun idea. Let's do the script as written first. Then we can explore other options and ideas if there's time. Can we do that, Dr. Banana?
They're very busy in here. I can introduce you to Heath and Abigail when they're done. You know, Abigail Constantine is a classically trained Shakespearean actor, studied at Juilliard, and performed in London.
And now she voices sour grapes in a children's cartoon.
Nothing like being the second banana in a banana-inspired cartoon.
Let's sit in the boardroom and we'll talk. I'll get straight to the point. We want to make Barnaby Druthers the animation show.
My word!
We're looking to use your likeness and stories to create a program to delight children and adults everywhere.
I'm flattered, of course, but are you sure that's a good use of your time and resources, and for that matter, for the children's?
Absolutely, and yes. We're asking you, Miss Adler, as well. Imagine the two of you solving mysteries.
We don't have to imagine it.
But imagine it in animation form. Here, take a look of some character sketches by our artists.
It looks like I'm 10 years younger.
It's for the demographic. We're going to skew to a younger audience. Come in.
Jean wants us to take a break.
Barnaby Druthers, Irene Adler, may I introduce Heath Brompton III and Abigail Constantine. They will be the actors performing your characters in our show.
Nice to meet you both. I'm sure you're big fans of mine.
Irene Adler. Oh, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Likewise, I'm sure.
So, Mr. Brompton will be voicing me in a cartoon if we agree to it?
Yes, he will. Heath, Abby, why don't you give them a taste of what they can expect?
Let me get into character. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Peter Piper picked some pickled peppers. Okay, ready. Here's a script I was working on. Just an idea.
I'm ready.
My word, Miss Adler. Methinks a mystery is afoot. Shall we investigate or put another shrimp on the Barbie?
Oh, Barnaby.
Let me stop you right there. It's absolutely brilliant.
I know.
It's interesting to hear what I sound like with a British accent.
So, are you in?
You've given us much to think about and discuss.
We can discuss it in greater detail tonight at dinner, yes?
Certainly.
Wonderful. We have something special in store. I timed our meeting to coincide with our annual company outing. We're going to enjoy a dinner cruise in the Sound. You enjoy dinner cruises, yes, Mr. Druthers?
The dinner portion, certainly.
We'll be there tonight.
Until tonight, then.
Were you aware of the dinner cruise aspect of Sidon's invitation? I'm more than inclined to send my regrets.
If we find this enterprise profitable, it may fund more of our investigations, and you may not need to work extra at Riverwalk.
That would be a tragedy for Riverwalk's owner, Darwin Freiburg. You know he's put up a sign saying, home of Barnaby Brothers.
He has?
He still expects me to vacate the hotel every 30 days to prevent what he calls squatter's rights.
Have you considered moving into an apartment? I've been looking at properties in Brookings.
For now, I shall stay put. Don't want to rock the boat, so to speak. Sorry I said that, but I feel queasy already. What shall we do until dinner time?
Perhaps the Tacoma Historical Society.
A rather good idea, Miss Adler. The exhibits at the Historical Society are quite extraordinary, are they not, Miss Adler? Tacoma is a city of destiny indeed.
I agree, Barnaby. The exhibit on Tacoma music was interesting.
Tacoma has had its share of arts and entertainment. I had no idea there was a movie studio here in the 20s.
The Weaver Studio is quite fascinating. There were 3 films completed before the studio closed.
Who could have realized at the time that talkies would have put so many small studios out of business? It would be fascinating to see the eyes of the totem. They say a copy of it was discovered in 2015.
Who knows? Maybe one day the other 2 will be unearthed in someone's attic.
Stranger things have happened, Miss Adler. Stranger still. Perhaps if the Sinow Animation Studio flourishes, they may achieve the goal that the Weaver Studio did not, creating a Hollywood by the sea.
Speaking of the sea, it's nearly time, Barnaby. Shall we head to the bay?
I suppose if we must, we must. Who knows, with this animation studio creating a show about us, we might have a legacy in entertainment right here in Tacoma.
If we say yes, of course.
If we say yes. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
I'm not the captain. What's your name, please?
This is Irene Adler. My name is Barnaby Brothers.
You're on the list. Come aboard.
Thank you, Captain.
You obviously don't know who the captain is.
There they are, our guests of honor.
This is costing us a fortune, Sidon. We really shouldn't be doing this tonight.
Not now, Merton. This will be fun. Welcome.
We are duly welcome.
This is Merton, our CFO. He's always keeping us on track and on budget.
Pleased to meet you, Merton. I'm Irene.
I know. I always assumed we'd meet this way, as a tax write-off.
Oh, dear. Look who's coming towards us. That must be Heath Brompton.
Good day, mate.
Mr. Brompton III, I presume. You have made yourself quite impossible to miss. I've never seen a lime green and pink striped dinner jacket before.
Just trying to pull off the eccentric private investigator bit. You'd wear something like this, wouldn't you? That's along with speaking your native lingo.
I believe g'day, mate, is an Australian phrasing.
Oh, well, it's just all across the pond now, isn't it?
In a manner of speaking.
Excuse me, Miss Sinow. It's 10 after, and almost all of the invited guests are on board. I just heard from the captain, and she wants to know whether you'd like to depart.
Who are we missing?
A Kelly Von Lindell?
I'm here. Sorry, I'm late.
Then, shall I inform the captain that we're ready to leave the dock?
We're ready now. Wouldn't leave without Kelly. We need her tonight, right, Kelly?
Right. Where's Heath?
You can't miss him. He's in the lime green and pink jacket.
There he is. Excuse me.
Kelly is our lead animator.
Heath, we should talk.
If we're going to start tonight's entertainment, you may want to start it now. We are paying for this by the hour, you know.
I should say a few words, shouldn't I? Okay, everyone, gather round. As you know, I started Sinow Animation, this wonderful animation company, as a testament to the idea that Tacoma, Washington will become essential to the world of visual entertainment. Nearly 100 years ago, my great-grandfather had a vision to see Tacoma, Washington as the next Hollywood by the sea. He became a silent investor in a movie studio right here in Tacoma.
And let's hope that we have the same success.
Hip hip hooray!
Could you let Sidon finish, please?
You're always giving me direction, Gene.
I'm not directing anything tonight.
Ah, you're no fun.
And though they did not succeed...
Oh, you're right. Maybe I should have waited before jumping in.
The vision endures, because Tacoma is the city of destiny. Perhaps it all began with a banana, Dr. Banana. But we will take on national prominence when we produce an animation program featuring the legendary sleuths Irene Adler and Barnaby Druthers. Friends, let's have a big hand for Irene Adler and Barnaby Druthers.
Yeah! I'm beginning to feel ill, Miss Adler.
Because we're moving away from the dock?
Perhaps that. And perhaps because they think my voice sounds even vaguely like Dr. Banana. I think I'll make my way to the hors d'oeuvres table.
Remember, Barnaby, we have not said yes yet. But their charm offensive is presenting a full court press.
Looks like a marvelous selection. Do you have a recommendation?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Are you talking to me?
We're the only ones here at the hors d'oeuvres table, are we not? My name is Barnaby Druthers.
I know who you are. It's an honor.
Of course it is. And you are?
You want to know my name? I'm just a PA.
Is that short for Pennsylvania?
No, production assistant. No one knows my name around here, and no one's ever asked for my recommendations. Ever.
Well, I'm still awaiting not only your name, but your recommendation on what's good at this table.
Sean. Shrimp Cocktail.
So your name is Sean Shrimp Cocktail?
Sean McKenzie. And I recommend the Shrimp Cocktail.
You. I was looking for you.
You were looking for me, Dr. Banana?
I'm not in Dr. Banana mode anymore. Please address me as Heath Brompton III, or just plain Sir.
Yes, sir.
No carbonation in these drinks.
That's because it's wine, isn't it?
Voice artists don't whine. We just demand perfection, and I've got a long night ahead of me, so get some carbonation in these drinks at once!
Yes, sir, right away.
Abigail Constantine? Abigail?
Yes, dear?
I wanted to say I loved your work in Othello. I had never pictured the character of Iago as a woman, and yet you brought something extraordinary to the role.
Thank you, my dear. When you've worked with the greats like Rolston and Hannah, you learn each role is an opportunity to inform the public of what it is to be human.
Do you find the same opportunities in the animation field?
Some roles we are asked to play have less grandeur than others, but if you mean portraying the role of sour grapes, my primary function is to provide the second lines of a myriad of fruit-inspired knock-knock jokes.
There's no finer voice to perform that task than that of Abigail Constantine.
Oh, thank you, dear. Those were my agent's last words to me before I fired him. More beverage?
Yes, indeed.
Let's go explore the ship and find out where they've hidden the good drinks. On this ship, there are lots of places to hide.
Paul, do you have a moment?
I guess so. We're all on the clock here, aren't we?
At least you're out of the office.
Well, if you want any changes on the cartoon, you'll have to wait till I'm back at the office.
Why do you think I want changes on the cartoon?
The only time directors talk to me is when they want changes on the work I've already completed.
I could just want to talk to you as a person.
Doubt it. You don't want to be here any more than I do. It's a stupid idea. This whole thing. At least I get to enjoy the view for a bit.
What are you looking at, Paul?
The clock tower.
Old City Hall?
I find inspiration in the old. I'm like that. So, What did you really want to ask me? Is it about tonight?
No, it's about when you get back. When we're back at the studio. Heath wants some changes to Love Splits. He wants to say the line about you sing.
That's what I thought.
I'm just saying tonight will cost us, but I'm not sure it'll be worth it.
Merton, don't you understand the concept of dressing for the role you want to have? No, looking at you, I'm assuming you don't. Look, if Sinnoh Animation is to be a success, we should look the part. We need to be a company that can charter crews in the Sound. We need to take risks. Remember, we didn't get the number one show on Kids Will Have Fun streaming service by playing it safe.
We're paying Heath Brompton a lot. I keep telling you.
Not now, Mertz. Ah, Miss Adler, I see you're enjoying the view.
This is a lovely cruise. So are we still in Commencement Bay?
Technically, we're out of it. You can see Point Defiance over there, see? And then look over there. That's Brown's Point. In there where we just were, that's Commencement Bay. We're in Puget Sound.
You describe your home with great affection.
I love it here. I grew up in Old Town. When I went away to school, maybe it wasn't too far, but to me it seemed like a world away. I think it was the food. I missed the food, you know? Something about a meal or a dish or a particular pastry can take you right back to your happiest memories. Do you know what I mean?
For Proust, it was a Madeleine. One bite of the Madeleine and a cup of tea, and he wrote arguably the world's longest book.
I built Sinnoh Animation Studio here in Tacoma to be a part of it. Why leave when we can bring the world to us? That's where you come in. You and Barnaby Druthers, if you agree to join us. Do you think you will?
We haven't decided.
I hope you join us on our journey. Tonight is a special night. We have cake, just in case.
We should eat the cake anyway if we've already incurred the cost.
That's enough, Merton.
Very well.
There you are, Barnaby.
Just keeping an eye on the shrimp cocktail. It came highly recommended.
Have you thought about allowing Sinnoh Animation to use our likenesses in their cartoons?
Well, on one end, it's rather flattering, I suppose. On the other, what if our ratings aren't as good on that streaming service they mentioned? I'd hate to come in second or third place behind a talking banana, whether it has a doctorate or not.
Yes, we should talk to them about the casting.
We're probably not the only ones who have an aversion to Heath Brompton III.
Decidedly not.
Stop the ship! Stop the ship!
We should see what's going on.
What's out there, Sidon?
I'm not sure. They're saying they see something floating.
It's Heath's dinner jacket.
The brightly striped pink one? Why would he throw it overboard?
I don't think we should speculate at this juncture.
Speak up, man. What is it?
No one seems to be able to find Heath on board either.
I think the captain is about to speak.
May I please have your attention? We need everyone on the muster station for a head count. This is not a request.
All are present in the muster station, except one, a Heath Brompton III. All of the rooms have been searched. We do not believe he is on board, but there are no life jackets or lifeboats missing.
Once again, may I have your attention? It has come to our attention that one of our guests is missing, Heath Brompton III. We will be taking appropriate action. We ask all of you to remain calm.
Mr. Druthers, Miss Adler, It appears Sino Animation requires your services sooner than later. Will you help us?
It appears we must do our part here in the Tacoma area after all. There is a mystery to solve. Well, Miss Adler, what are your thoughts? I suppose as summoned to Tacoma, we would be expected to solve some sort of mystery, would we not?
It's our destiny, Barnaby. After all, Tacoma is the city of destiny.
Barnaby Druthers will return next week in Hollywood by the Sea, Part 2 of 3. Barnaby Druthers' audio theater adventures are created by Nutmeg Junction for the benefit of community radio stations. More information can be found on barnabydruthers.com. Now, a sneak preview at future events in Barnaby Druthers' Hollywood by the Sea.
We must strive together to find a killer, to find justice for one man who died tragically within our midst today.
A true tragedy.
Are you serious in that assessment, Abigail Constantine, or just acting, Abigail? Merton Fezziwell, the chief financial officer at Sanao Animations.
My time is valuable, Mr. Druthers.
And doesn't someone who values money above all else have the temperament to commit murder? You're overwrought, Miss Sanao. Please sit down.
Thank you. This is not how I wanted the evening to go.